Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, April 4th, 2020. As always, the Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, is brought to you by amwager.com, amwager.com, a great legal online betting site covering most tracks and with lots of perks and tools for the better. You can get the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, by going to amwager.com, clicking on handicapping, and looking for Ella Starr's blog. With no real stakes races of import this weekend, we're going to go with a trio of races at Gulfstream Park, and starting with race 8 with a post time of 4:18 p.m. on Saturday, April 4th. Lady Panda gets the ground-saving rail and has a great stalking style in a race in which there are at least three need-the-lead types in Cali, California, Miss Headley, and Yolanda's Pride. They're likely to set a fast pace, which helps Lady Panda out a lot. I think we can ignore her first five races, even though three were excellent. The reason is the only two races relevant to her chances to succeed today were her last two, both since she added blinkers. She rallied for second in the first of the two on January 31st, and on March 6th in the next, she rallied from fifth to draw off late at the same mile trip as this race and under Gaffalione, who rides here, and of course at Gulfstream. The 90 Echo Base speed figure Lady Panda earned is better than both favorites, Ghostly Beauty and Looking Like a Queen, and I think Lady Panda is a great bet, and even half of her 10-1 morning line odds. Hottie Toddy is another with overlay win potential, opening at 6-1. She's earned 4 of 5 career wins on the Gulfstream turf, most recently one race before last at 8-1, with a very strong 88 figure, not far from the 90 Lady Panda earned. In her only start since that, Hottie Toddy closed widest of all late and missed winning by a length and three quarters. Hottie Toddy's probably going to be under bet because an apprentice, Wiseman, rides, but I'm not concerned, and she gets a hot pace to set up her late kick too. Favorites Ghostly Beauty and Looking Like a Queen are legitimate, at least insofar as to be used on exact and trifecta tickets, opening at 3-1, 5-2 respectively. Neither offers enough value for win bets. Ghostly Beauty has a record of 1 win, 4 seconds, and 1/3 in 11 turf races, including 2 second-place finishes in a row under similar conditions with no excuse. Looking Like a Queen won her most recent race on March 13th at the Trip and Level, but was claimed away from the trainer that had her that day, Mike Maker, and loses Luis Saez, although Holler Mio is competent. In race 8 at Gulfstream on Saturday, April 4th, with a post of 4:18 p.m., win bets are warranted on both Lady Panda and Hottie Toddy, either or both, if you get 7-2 or higher. And when making multiple win bets, always try and use a dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. A dutching tool allows you to enter how much you want to bet or how much you want to win, and based on the odds, the calculation proportional of how much to bet is done for you. AmWager has a free dutching tool as well as many other perks and features. For the exacta, we're just going to box the four horses, Lady Panda, Hottie Toddy, Ghostly Beauty, and Looking Like a Queen. And again, at least for a 50-cent minimum trifecta, let's do a four-horse box of Lady Panda, Hottie Toddy, Ghostly Beauty, and Looking Like a Queen. Moving past the ninth race, which is kind of an interesting, we're going to go to the race 10 at Gulfstream on Saturday, April 4th, with a post of 5:20. And there's a few stakes winners in this classified allowance field with a $100,000 optional claiming price, and a few more who were stakes placed. A few of those offer value as well, and first among those is My Taiwan On, who has earned over $250,000 in his career. He opens at 12-1 because he's winless in 6 races this year and last, but only 6, and perhaps also because his last live-in starts have been sprints. However, 12 races back, and the last time he ran around 2 turns, in April of 2018, he won here on the Gulfstream Park turf, and he was 3-1 that day. My Time Went On won 2 more races in 2018, and despite it being winless in 7 since, a couple of those have been excellent, including a loss by a neck under similar conditions in January, one race before last on the Gulfstream Park grass. My Time Went On put in a huge best of 46 half-mile drill since his last race, and his best Echo-based speed figure, 109, stacks up really well with horses at much lower odds. So My Time Went On gets first call when considering who to bet to win, as well as to use exactas and trifectas. First Premio may have a class edge on these, not only as he's earned more than $400,000, but because when last seen in the fall, he missed by less than a length in the Grade 1 Chadwell Turf Mile. I'm not concerned about 6-month layoff as First Premier won off a longer 6.5-month layoff last January when taking the Colonel Bradley handicap at Fairgrounds. He's been in steady training, and either of a pair of 115 figures he put forth last year would be good enough to win if he's ready to go. Halliday won a non-graded stakes for three-year-olds only over the course on December 28th and finished 4th of 8 in the Grade 3 Tampa Bay Stakes in February, his most recent race and first against older. Saez takes over, and of course, he's red hot, so that's a positive factor, as is the Colts' 6-1 starting odds. On the other hand, Halliday usually races first or second early and gets the 11 post, so Saez will have to pass a few horses with tactical speed early and hope he didn't use too much energy doing so or lose ground going into the first turn. Still, the December 28th win earned a 108 figure, and as a fairly newly turned four-year-old, Halliday may not have run his best race yet. Colonist is trained by Pletcher, same as Halliday, and he opens the higher odds of the pair at 10-1. Colonist returns from a whopping 17 months off and as a new gelding, but the layoff is not a problem because Pletcher has an amazing record, one of the few horses I can trust, the horses coming back from long layoffs, even those of a year or more, which he's 3-for-9 the past couple years. Like First Premio, if Colonist is ready to return to the form shown in his campaign, he can outrun what are likely to be double-digit odds. In race 10 at Gulfstream on Saturday, April 4th, with a post of 520. The win bet, the main one, is on My Time Went On at 7-2 or better. And instead of a place bet, we'll play a back wheel exacta, which is going to be everybody over My Time Went On. It's likely to pay better than a place bet. Additionally, First Premio can be bet to win at 7-2 or higher, Halliday at 9-2 or more, and the event Colonist goes to post at 7-1 or higher. At least a minimum bet like $2 or $5 might be warranted so we aren't kicking ourselves later. And again, when making multiple win bets, always try to use a dutching tool to proportion the bets based on the odds. You can put in how much you want to bet or how much you want to win, and the calculations are done for you. AmWager has a free dutching tool, great benefits, and great tools plus the dutching tool. As an additional exacta, we'll play a box of My Time Went On, First Premio, Halliday, and Colonist. Also, again, for 50 cents or a buck, play a Forest Trifecta box of My Time Went On, First Premio, Halliday, and Colonist. And the real important bet here is going to be the double from race 10 to 11 because we have some lower-priced horses in race 11 and some nice prices here. So the double I'm recommending in race 10 used My Time Went On, First Premio, Halliday, and Colonist. And in race 11, use I'll Fight Dempsey and Sonneman. Moving on to race 11 at Gulfstream on Saturday, April 4th, on the Key Races and Bets podcast, sponsored by AmWager.com, with a post of 5:52 Eastern. I'll Fight Dempsey was really impressive leading from start to finish and not giving any other horse a chance to run in his February 29th career debut, and maybe the one to beat on paper, but there is other early speed in the race, notably Ralston and Golden Candy, and although it's likely I'll Fight Dempsey has been trained to run just as well from off the pace, he may not be a good win bet opening at 9-5. That's why we're using the doubles. Instead, for the win bet, I'll go with Sonneman, who improved nicely last August in career start number 2 with a second place finish and improved again in his third start in October with an 8th-to-1st rally, 5 wide on the turn. That 87 Equibase speed figure earned in that last start in the fall as a 2-year-old projects on par with the 95 figure I'll Fight Dempsey earned in his debut, and Sonneman's been working fine for his comeback. In race 11 at Gulfstream, post 5:52 Eastern. Win bets. There's not a lot of value here, so I prefer doubles, as I mentioned earlier, from the four contenders in race 10. But if Sonneman is anywhere near 9-5, near post time, he's a good win bet. For the trifecta, we're going to play it and skip the exacta because I think the two win contenders stick out here, and there's not a lot of value in betting them in exacta, so we'll play trifectas. I'm going to play a dollar trifecta with I'll Fight Dempsey and Sonneman over I'll Fight Dempsey and Sonneman over all. And then just in case the favorites get split by hopefully a nice long shot, we'll play a 50-cent trifecta of I'll Fight Dempsey and Sonneman over all over I'll Fight Dempsey and Sonneman. Hope you enjoyed this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Don't forget you can get the blog by going to amwager.com. Look at the handicapping section. Look for LSR's blog. And while you're there, if you're not a member, sign up. Most tracks covered, great perks, great tools for the better, a great betting site, amwager.com. Good luck, and I'll talk to you next week.